All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, the NBA playoffs are right around the corner, and coming out of the Eastern Conference, one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to win the conference and advance to the NBA Finals for 2015 will be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, of course, the Cavaliers have a new look this year as opposed to last year. You see new faces such as LeBron James, or new old faces such as LeBron James. And, of course, somebody else who has joined him in that Cavaliers front court this season would be Kevin Love. Now, Kevin Love has taken on the Chris Bosh role for this team. And, of course, I say that because when you looked at the big three for the Miami Heat the past 4 years, of course, it was LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. And, of course, you know, Bosh's numbers were expected to go down when he joined the Heat. And it's the same thing for Kevin Love this season with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this year, Love is only averaging 16 points per game and 9 rebounds, which is down from 26 points and 12.5 rebounds from last season. And that is to be expected because you look at a guy like LeBron James, and you also look at Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving, and they are two guys that love to get to the basket. LeBron needs that area filled up, and Kevin Love has made that sacrifice for his game. But at the same time, I mean, this was a Cavaliers team, which was to be expected. They started off slow when the season began because all of these guys needed to get on the same page, and they have gelled as the season has gone along. But you still don't see that cohesion between LeBron James and Kevin Love. And for this Cavaliers team to go where they want to go, Kevin Love has to come up big time in the postseason. So you look at a guy, even when he isn't scoring, he can still go out there and get boards for you. But this is a team, they've got to be on the same page for 16 victories this spring heading into the summer if they are going to win their first NBA championship. Will it happen? It's going to be one of those things that we'll have to wait and see. I think, and I talked about this a few nights ago on the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show on blogtalkradio.com, that the Cavaliers have a team that's deep enough and good enough to get to the NBA Finals out of the Eastern Conference. But the bottom line is, you look at a guy like Kevin Love, and I'm not sure if he's mentally tough enough to go out there and do it. This is a guy who does have an opt-out clause in his contract when this season is over. I'm not saying that he's going to do it, but I would not be surprised if he is in another uniform next season. I just don't see him and LeBron James on the same page, and I think that is going to be something that could hurt this Cleveland Cavaliers team the further that they go into the postseason. And the reason why I say that is, the further that the Cavs are able to advance in the playoffs means the bigger the spotlight on this team. And I am not sure if Kevin Love is ready for all of that. He was not ready for it when he first came to the Cavaliers, because you looked at a guy that put up big numbers on bad Minnesota Timberwolves teams, and now the spotlight is there. So this will be a very, very intriguing postseason for the Cleveland Cavaliers, small forward LeBron James, and of course, power forward Kevin Love. Folks, as always, I want to take this time to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.